This is simply out of this world with JPR on Radio Bracknell. Mixing global styles on Radio Bracknell.
Couché là.
Good evening, and this is Simply Out of This World with JPR on Radio Bracknell. We started with Titi Robin and Rumba Sultana from his album Kali Sultana. When Titi came to play at South Hill Park, I met him and we spent some time before the concert discussing various aspects of his life, his career, his taste in music, his projects. This is what he had to say about his new album, Kali Sultana.
How did it come about? Why Kali Sultana? How?
You know, it's a long story because Kali Sultana, it's a symbol. It's because it means black queen. Sultana, it's a queen. Mm-hmm. And Kali, in our gypsy language in south of France, it means black. But Kali, it's also Sarah la Kali, which the saint in Sainte Marie de la Mer, where mm-hmm. all gypsies they come to pray, and it is also a god in Hindu culture, mm-hmm. and so a part of my family lives in India, so there is many meanings behind Kali Sultana, and for me, the symbol of the beauty. When you're a musician, when you are artist, even if you're painter or poet, it's the same. You try to find beauty. It's like a woman you try to catch, to meet. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you sleep with her and in the morning she's gone, mm-hmm. and you cross the desert to find again. And each time you play in one place, you hope that you will see this Kali Sultana. Mm-hmm. Playing when you improvise, and it's the same, I think, for the audience. When people they come in a concert, in a show, they hope to feel the beauty. Mm-hmm. So it's the story about one the life of one musician who, from the when he's child, he has some dreams for the life and to the end of the life, and he's looking for beauty, for love. And it's also the same time, it's the life of the Kali Sultana, mm-hmm. when she was baby in the desert, and to the end, it's several stories crossing. And I wanted to explain many, many feelings about myself, about mm-hmm. my life, about my dreams. Mm-hmm. That's why it's there is no stop. The show, the Kali Sultana show on the stage, mm-hmm. there is no stop from the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. 2 hours, the music never stops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never stop. It's mm. like a river going, yeah. and it, you know, you can sometimes you can stop fire or you can stop some people, but the water, mm-hmm. it's not possible to stop. Yeah. She will go.
I then asked Titi how he writes a song.
You know, I am a self-taught musician, mm-hmm. Autodidact. Mm-hmm. I never went to school for music, so it's my university, music university, was in the street from the beginning. So I have no professor, or I have 1,000 professors. And so all my compositions, they come from my life, from my feelings. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad, sometimes I need to be alone, sometimes I need with many people mm-hmm. to dance and mm-hmm. make. And when I have a strong feeling inside, I need to explain, to mm-hmm. express. Mm-hmm. And with words it's difficult sometimes, so when it's not possible with words, the music helped me to explain.
Yes.
That's why I am a musician. And when I was young, I was doing this only for me. I was not thinking to be a professional musician, but each time I was very sincere playing music. Mm-hmm. I was thinking it's like very private. Mm-hmm. And at exactly that moment, people said, please, you play again. Mm-hmm. So each time I was talking through music, I was also talking for other people.
Yes.
They needed me. Mm-hmm. So after, I started to be a professional because of that. Mm-hmm. Because each time I was explaining myself, I was mm-hmm. also explaining the feeling of other people around me.
Yes.
La Famille from the recently re-released album Gitan by Titi Robin. This includes a DVD with four performances of Titi Robin, which is well worth buying. If you are starting to listen to the music of Titi Robin, it's a very, very good start. So I advise you to go and buy it. My next question to Titi Robin was about collaborations. He's very keen on collaborations, and I asked him if he could tell me about one of the many collaborations he's had with other musicians.
The most important, it was Gula Bissapera. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was very important in my life. Because she's a dancer, and so we were improvising dance and music together, like a dialogue. Mm-hmm. So I play music, she dance, I improvise, and I give question and answer. Mm-hmm. I talk, she talk to me with mm-hmm. the dance,
yes.
And I give some response, and we share this with the audience also. Mm-hmm. So it's something fantastic and very deep. Mm-hmm. And she's gypsy from mm-hmm. Rajasthan, so our two gypsy culture, it was very great to meet. Mm-hmm. And it was in the same time very strong musical meeting and human meeting. Mm-hmm.
Body, I want to say, I'm
Shadi Ke Baad from the album Raki with Gulabi Sapera and Thierry Titi Robin. The word Gajo in the Romani language means non-gypsy, and Titi Robin is a Gajo.
So how did you become involved in gypsy music? Because you're a Gajo.
Yes, I'm a Gajo, but you know, if you see, you know, for example, flamenco in Spain, it's 50% gypsy. If you look in flamenco, the most famous new generation was Camarón de la Isla, gypsy singer, and Paco de Lucía, is payo, Gajo playing guitar.
Yeah.
If you, for the Manouche style, Manouche jazz, Django Reinhardt, he was Manouche, so gypsy, and Stéphane Grappelli, he was Gajo.
Yeah.
In the Balkan music, Esma, she's gypsy, and Stevo Teodosievski, husband, he was Gajo. And it's always the big style, it's always like this. It's the wedding between the gypsy culture and the country around. Always like this. So it was the same with me with the Gulabi. And when I was growing in my life and my music, around me there was French and gypsy and Arabic people. Around we were all friends, and we grew in the street together, so we learn from each other. So for example, a gypsy, they learn from me, and I learn from Arabic, and Arabic learn from gypsy, and all was mixed. So my music is the mirror of my life. That's why in my music you can listen to something European, Mediterranean, gypsy, Arabic, because in my family there is gypsy and non-gypsy. In my family, some people they're Christian, some people they're Hindu, Muslim. In my family, there is all this. We try to find harmony between these different cultures. I do the same in my music. I try to find, to build a house, and okay, the children, they are not all the same color of skin, but they all brother and sister.
Yes.
It's the same in my music. I try to find this good balance, this harmony.
And you have written several books. Can you talk to us about us, the books that you've written? You've written two books?
Yes, it was about Gulabi, Sapera.
Yes.
The first, it's a long time before. You know, Gulabi is very famous. It's a living legend in India, because it was the first girl who was allowed to dance on stage with the gypsy dance. It was forbidden before in this caste for women to dance in front of everybody. And she broke the wall. And there was many stories about her life. So we decide, we say one time, okay, we will write the life. So she many times she was telling me her life from when she was born. And I wrote all this, I put in this book. And there was another book when I wrote poems about this.
And are these books available in English? Or?
I don't think for now. No. I hope it will be.
Soja na na soja, soja na na soja. Dudh pata sa pile, dudh pata sa pile. Avatadi javatadi tar bua jota desi, tar momya jota desi re. Soja na na soja, tu soja na na soja. Aja paso wai, aja paso kai khawagi.
Tarosa de,
matasa. Ya aja sa, ina na shoro. Ya aja ina na
shoro. Tarosa
de, Tegu, aja.
Tananarito. Estrella e.
Soja nanya so ja tu dud pata sa pija tu so ja nanya so ja dud pata sa pija avatadi javatadi tar bua jota de sir tar bua jota de sire so ja nanya so ja tu so ja nanya so ja आवतड़ा जावतड़ा तरी मोम्या जोटा दे सिर तरी मोम्या जोटा दे सिरे सो जा नान्या सो जा तू सो जा नान्या सो जा
सही तो केरे तू पा
The lovely sound of Thierry Titi-Robin and Gulabi Sapera with La Rose de Jaipur, Jaipur's Rose, which is the nickname of Gulabi. Also featured was Roberto Sadna from the Rumberos Catalans, mixing the influences of flamenco and Indian gypsy music. My next question was about his different influences.
What is your best memory of a concert that you gave or somebody you saw that really impressed you, or a concert that you thought
of? I can talk about the concert, because there is many, of course it's difficult, but the last very strong and deep, it was 1 week before exactly in Rennes in Brittany, because there was a Mohammad Reza Shajarian, great singer from Iran, was coming and singing, and it's very important for me, this man, very very great artist. And he came to sing, and was crying all the show. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
it's big inspiration. Reza Shajarian.
Shajarian.
He's the most famous classical singer in Iran. Yeah. Very, very
I will look him up. Yes. And what are you listening to at the moment?
This man a lot, because it was so strong and deep.
Yeah.
But if I listen. Many style of music. Each time it's sincere and deep in the feeling. It can be very different from my my style. It doesn't matter. You know, the man who make bread. How you say in English? The man who make
the
bread.
The bakers.
Bakers. So he eat meat also.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Me, I play my style of music, but I listen also.
You listen to other different, also. Very different types.
Thank you.
تو که نازنده بالا دل رو بایی، اخ تو که بی سرمه چشمون سرمه سایی، تو که مشکین دو گیسو در قفایی، به ما گویی که سرگردون چرایی، سرگردون چرایی، داد و بیداد دیگه بنده. شدم مهنت کش کوی مهیمت، تاز دست دل که یارب، آخ که یارب، غرق خون بی، غرق خون بی، ای دل، ای دل، ای دل، آخ دل، ای 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 دل، عشقت سوختم. ای جان کجایی جان کجایی؟ بماندم بی سر و سامان کجایی؟ اخ کجایی؟ نه جانی و نه غیر از جان، چه چیزی اخ چه چیزی؟ نه در جان نه برون از جان، کجایی اخ کجایی کجایی؟
Voice of Mohammed Reza Shajarian on the album Night Silence Desert. This track is called Instrument and Vocal Saz Va Avaz and features Kayan Kalor, a Kamanche player. I then asked Titi the few remaining questions that I had prepared.
Yeah. And is there a young guitarist that we should know about? Somebody you know who is young and who is really... But that maybe we don't know yet because...
I don't think to nobody directly now, young guitarist. There is so many...
Or a young singer or a young... somebody whom you think is maybe in the future is going to be a great star.
There is Gulabi's first boy, Dino Banjara. He's very, very great dancer and percussionist.
Yeah.
And... I think he will be very... Now he's known like the first gypsy dancer in India more and more, and he's also very good percussionist. And God helping, I think it will be very famous.
And is there a song or a CD that makes you cry?
This problem that Shajarian make me cry 1 week before, so...
Yeah.
But so it's difficult to... There is many great artists, you know, Camarón de la Isla, when he sings, he makes me very often cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Munir Bashir, when he played
the oud.
And
yes.
Also, and there is so many great musicians in the world. It's fantastic. So, and but at that, in that time, and I am in the end of... Mohammed Reza Shajarian, so it's difficult to go.
And one that makes you laugh, a song or a CD that makes you laugh.
that make me laugh. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to say. I need time
to think about it.
yes.
Vereda del camino, fuente de piedra, cantarillo de agua, lleva mi yegua. La rompe la mano, la espuma levanta y la ola rompe la mano y sobre la arena blanca y cayó mi duermo para soñar. La 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 la. La mí llama que el sol de tu vida Andalucía. Con el palo y la vela va mi barquito cruzando la bahía y un despacito y caídoso cuando riendo la sopa. Y corre garbanzo, corre garbanzo.
Pueblos de la Terra Mía, by El Camarón de la Isla, Paco de Lucía y Tomatito, from the album Como el Agua.
Can you talk about the bouzouk? Because it's bouzouk, is it bouzouki or is it...
You know, in the east of Mediterranean Sea and Middle East, from Greece to Palestine and Jordania and Syria, there is bouzouki in Greece. There is bouzouk, also in Kurdistan, bouzouk, and in Jordania, for example. But it's the same family, it's very close. My instrument is a bouzouki from Greece, but I don't play at all Greek style. It's more like a bouzouk. But my style is very special, especially on bouzouk. Okay, when I play guitar, when I play oud, I have a very personal style. But on bouzouk, it's very original because I had no professor. I was playing on my side, so and the instrument come from the bouzouki factory. But my style, it's a new way of playing that's more like bouzouk, like you can hear
makes it sound
in the, yes, in Jordania, in Lebanon, in Kurdistan.
Yeah. And the oud that you play is the Middle Eastern oud.
My brother made this one. And but my style, I don't know how. Sometimes, you know, we say that the fish is. It is not easy for the fish to talk about the sea because it's always inside. Maybe from outside it's easier to talk. So I don't play, you know, I play many times in Middle East, oud, but when people they ask me to come in Middle East, that is because I don't play like Middle East oud player, because I have a special style. We can say maybe from the west of Mediterranean Sea.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, welcome.
Thank you.
Kati Robin playing the bouzouk, or bouzouki, on the track Kali Dance from the live album Anita, which comes also with a DVD. The whole album is called Jivula, which means passion, and has got four documentaries about Gulabi Sapera, about Titi Robin visiting the grave of El Camarón de la Isla, and concert, and also one of the shows that he collaborated on with Gulabi Sapera, well worth buying, Jivula. Well, this is it. This is the end of the program. I hope you've enjoyed it. There are a lot more things I wanted to talk about with Titi Robin, but unfortunately we didn't have the time. One thing which I will talk about is the musicians that accompanied Titi Robin. There was Francis Varis on the accordion, Alex Tran on percussion, and his own daughter, Marie Robin, on vocals. I'll leave you with one of my favorite tracks of Titi Robin. It's called Amantito, and it features Francis Varis on the accordion, Marie Robin on vocals. So, I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you next week.